are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate and May Adam. And joining me this morning in studio, it's Peer Mayor Steve Harding. Well, good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave. Good to be here again and let everybody know what's been going on in the city of Peer.
Yeah, busy as always, even though here we are in wintertime. First up, of course, this is inauguration weekend.
It is. You know, January, every 4 years, brings the inaugural ball to the city of Peer. And that's Peer's responsibility, is to put on the inaugural celebration, the transfer of power in state government, Peer being the capital. As mayor of Peer, you know, I'm responsible for appointing the inaugural committee.
Right.
And so, you know, any mayor, that's their responsibility. This year's chairpersons have been Matt and Stephanie Judson, and this is their third time of doing it. So they've got a lot of experience. There's about 40 people on the inaugural committee that I appointed. And also this year, Matt and Kim Brackey have joined Matt and Stephanie Judson as the chairpersons, because Matt and Kim will be taking the driver's seat in 4 years for the next inaugural. There'll be a little change of chairmanship there. So they've been doing a great job. The inaugural committee themselves have just been very busy. They've been meeting for several months. We don't just get started after the November election.
Right.
There's a lot of planning beforehand. And then once the general election is completed, then they start working directly with the new governor's family, the new governor's office, and to see, you know, what they want or would like to see, you know. But, you know, we're not, the committee doesn't plan any of the swearing-in ceremonies for the legislators or for the state offices. You know, that's all done at the state level. So really the committee plans the brunch for the legislatures and the inaugural ball at the Capitol, or the Capitol ball, and then the inaugural ball at the Ramkota River Center. So that will all be going on tomorrow. It starts early in the morning at 9 o'clock. There's a legislative brunch at the Capitol Lake Visitor Center. And then at 11 o'clock, the House and Senate elected officials are sworn in, and then at 12 o'clock, the constitutional officers and the governor are sworn in, and that's at the Capitol Rotunda. And then there is a receiving line at 1:30 in the Capitol Rotunda if people would like to get in the receiving line and congratulate the constitutional officers and the governor on their election. And then the big things will be the Capitol Ball, which starts at 6:30 at the Capitol. And then at 7 o'clock at the Capitol is the Grand March, where me as mayor, the co-chair or the chairs, the governor and all the constitutional officers will do the Grand March down the staircase in the Capitol. Then there's a ball there in the rotunda. And then the inaugural ball itself starts at 8 o'clock at the Ramkota River Center. And then that Grand March is at 9 o'clock. So it'll be a full day from morning till night.
Absolutely. Sounds like you're going to need to get your rest tonight.
Yes, that's right. I am. Because as mayor, you know, mayor of the capital city, it's a you know, commitment of the mayor to participate in all those. And it really is a lot of fun, actually. And it's just a chance for the community of Peer, being the state capital, to show off our community. You know, so many good things have happened. And, you know, it's always fun, no matter who the governor is, no matter who the constitutional officers are. They're just a lot of fun to get together and get to meet people. There'll be a lot of people in Peer. You know, it's a great economic development, economic boost for the community, too, on that side. You know, all the legislators will be here for the next 2 months, 2.5 months. And so it's just, you know, a lot of legislators call Peer their second home because they're here for 2.5 months. They get to know the community, you know.
Right.
And there's a lot of volunteers that help in the inaugural ball. And I'd just like to thank everybody on the inaugural ball committee they've just done a bang-up job, put in a lot of work. And, you know, most of them are peer residents and just wanting to help out, to help the community. And I just think that's great.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun day to kind of kick off a busy couple of months.
Yep, that's for sure. It sure will. Like I say, it's a every four-year event. So it's, you know, peer has always just done a great job in that.
No surprise about that. And, you know, speaking of the busyness here in the winter, the water treatment plant well underway. You're pumping out water.
Yeah. Finally, you know, that was one of those projects that it was a big project, mm-hmm. and there was great community support for that. So yes, we've been pushing the water in the distribution system it's probably been for 3 weeks now, if not a good 30 days. You know, we started in December, so people should start noticing that out of their tap water now. You know, we figure it'd be 30 to 45 days that it would take for the new water to totally get, you know, the well water pushed out and all of the new water into the system.
Right.
So, and that's, we're getting close to that. It's not totally done yet, but people should start seeing that. We've talked to some people have said, yeah, I can tell the difference. I can see the difference. One of the things that they have noticed is that there's some bubbles in the water, and that's okay. That's we expected that. The water temperature from the water, the treated water, and getting to your house, that because of the cold water pipes and then the warm water pipes in your home, mm-hmm. will create a few bubbles in the water. It's just like if you open a carbonated drink, you know, there's
right.
bubbles in there, but they'll evaporate
nothing,
out of there, and eventually
nothing
we'll
to be
have,
worried about.
Yeah, nothing to be worried about. That's to be expected. But we have had people call and say, hey, yeah, I can fill up the bathtub now, and it looks great, you know.
Yeah.
Before the there was a brown taint to the water.
A little questionable.
Yeah, it was perfectly safe to drink,
right.
But you know, we all know those things. So that's really an exciting thing for the community. You know, that was a big project, as we said before. You know, that was at $38 million. That was the biggest capital investment in City of Pierre since we got started. So, but it'll carry this community for decades in the future. We estimated, you know, we built it to take care of any future growth, I think up to 40,000 people. So, you know, it'll just serve this community for a long, long time, and it was a great investment for the future for Pierre.
Absolutely, and great to see things are just about, you know, all taken care of with the water. So I know a lot of
yep.
folks were looking forward to that. And water yep. in a different form, Mother Nature really dumped some snow on us, didn't she? Still cleaning up from that.
Yeah, isn't that something, Dave? You know, 14 inches we got here in Pierre, and it just had a little bit of everything, as everybody in Pierre knows. You know, there was some rain, and then there was wet, heavy snow, and there was wind, and so it just really drifted in some spots, and it just took the City of Pierre, I think, for their snow removal crews did a great job overall. Mm-hmm. You know, there were some concerns, and people let us know those, and we went out and took care of them, as there always is in an event that big.
Right.
You know, the last time we had something like that was in 2017 when we got, you know, a big snow and we had those big drifts. But overall, the city's done a great job, but we're still working on some of the residential streets. We're still working on some of the cul-de-sacs where we have to pile up the snow in the center, and then we have to come back and, you know, haul that snow out of there, because cul-de-sacs, there's not a lot of places you can put it. And I know that some of the residential roads are awful rough because, you know, it melts and then it freezes and then thaws and freezes, and it creates rough roads. And, you know, if it gets really cold, just to go out and just with our sanding trucks and throw that on there when it's that cold, a lot of it won't stick to that ice. It just slides right off, you
right.
know. So the temperature's kind of got to be right to where it'll stick to there and take care of it. So we're working on everything, and you know, it's a good thing we – You know, the last blast kind of went south of us there.
Yeah, we lucked out there for sure.
yeah, right. We did as far as the snow went. So, but, you know, just we really appreciate the citizens' patience. Everybody knows it's January in South Dakota. So
exactly.
So, but we're working on it. And if there are certain spots, you know, give us a call or go to the website, thecityofpeer.org, and you can... You know, let us know of problem areas or shoot us an email and let us know and we'll get somebody out there. It may be a day or two, but we'll get out there and take care of that problem.
That sounds good. And, of course, one more thing. I know folks are wondering how things are going downtown with the old City Hall area and the project that's going on.
Yeah, you know, that's it's exciting to see it all pretty much torn down. There's more work to be done there. The snow kind of... you know, pause that for a little bit here. Mm-hmm. But all the building structures themselves are down now. And people are saying that, driven by, say, golly, I didn't realize how big that really was. Now that
they're gone, yeah.
Yeah, now that the buildings are all gone, we kind of thought, well, how is all that going to fit into that area? But now that it's all gone, and we vacated Chappelle Street, so that
right.
really added to the area that there is there. So,
it did.
You know, there's still some removal that needs to be done. There's a concrete pad there that PrintCom was on. They got the basement out of from under the old City Hall, and they've got to remove the asphalt and the curb from Chappelle Street yet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's got to be taken. You know, there's still some removal that you'll see going on down there and some leveling of the site and everything. But it should be ready, you know, for spring construction, and you'll start seeing things happening this coming summer.
Yeah.
So they expect to be done, you know, by the end of this year, 2023. So you're going to see that go up in a hurry once they get it all leveled and ready to go. So we're excited to see that. That's going to be a great thing, I think, to revitalize downtown. I just think for the future of Pier, it brought to the community what a lot of people have told me they were looking for.
Right.
You know, another motel, housing with good apartments. It's bringing retail space. It's bringing office space. So it really filled, you know, it really put a check mark by a lot of those things that people were asking for.
Definitely. It's going to be a great addition. It's going to be fun to see the construction get going here this spring and watch it all go up and get
yep.
rolling.
Yeah, it really will be that. And then we talk about the pool for just a minute. You know, that along with the construction from the development there, the pool will be done at the end. By this time next year, it'll be completed. It'll open in 2024. But you'll really start to see the fun things go up now this summer. You'll start
right.
to see the lazy river that'll go along the sidewalk there. You'll see the lazy river and you'll see the big curved slides go up and the diving boards and all that fun stuff that we'll be able to use.
All
so you'll start seeing that next summer. It'll be really be fun to see that start shape too. So
yeah,
it's going to be a busy time as soon as the frost comes out of the ground.
It really will. And you know, a lot of buzz once you get to see these things start going up and you can actually, you know, watch the progression. So
yep.
something to look forward to.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, we're seeing things done with the water treatment plant and the construction of that, the construction of the new development downtown, the construction of the swimming pool. These are projects that will serve the community for decades, you know, 50,
yeah.
60, 70 years, you know. So it's really fun to see Pier move forward and get those things done and fun things that will serve the community for a long time.
Yeah, it'll be a great addition, and it'll be interesting to see how that affects and brings other things in as well. So
yeah, and there are some other things that you know, other people have told me, hey, we're seeing Pier's starting to roll, and we want to be part of that. So I think there's other things that once they get some more, you know, they get more mature, some more ideas that will be coming to peer because of everything we've done.
Something to look forward to for sure.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, thank you for stopping by, Mayor. Get plenty of rest tonight and enjoy all the festivities tomorrow.
You bet. Thank you so much, Dave, and Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you. Always great having you here. There's Peer Mayor Steve Harding joining us this morning for the Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, which was brought to you by Lee Real Estate and May Adam.